these points.
No kidding. Mason Yon's free throw is up, and this one's no good. Rebound Boers. And that's the first defensive rebound in this quarter. Second of the half. Boers goes coast to coast with it, and he puts it in for 2 points. He has 23, 53, 32, a 21-point game. 3 minutes left in regulation. Kadar over to Parker Yon, left wing. K-Mac trying to go for the steal with a double team here in the corners. To Devin Puff at the right wing. Here comes the double team. Skip pass to the left wing to Parker Yon. Taking their time. Skip pass to the right wing extended to Puff. Puff against Helmuth. Dribbling into the corner. Back to the top to Parker Yon. Gives it back to Mason Yon. 2.5 to play in the fourth. 21-point ball game. 53-32. Harbor Beach with a victory here. Would it clinch at least a share of the Greater Thumb East title? And Parker Yon is fouled by number 23, Jacob Sawyers. That's his third, team's eighth. So this puts Parker Yon back to the free throw line, shooting 1-1. He's 1-for-2, just missed his first one and made his second just a moment ago.
It's all over, Clark. This is all academic now. 2:26 to go with this kind of a lead, 21-point lead.
That's pretty tough to overcome. First free throw is good from Parker Yon. So he gets a second. He now has 5 points, 2-for-3 from the free throw line. A 22-point lead, 54-32. Parker Yon at the free throw line, shooting his second. With 2:26 left in the fourth, this one's up. And this one, no good. Rebound Mason Yon for Harbor Beach. That's the way the night's been going for the Pirates, but it's stolen by Helmuth. Helmuth, the layup is good. From Helmuth, that's his 6th point of the night, and it's a 20-point ball game, 54-34. 2:05 left in the fourth quarter. Mason Yon at the right wing, extended out to Dylan Kadar. Just over 2 minutes left now. 54-34. Mason Yon dribbling through the double team. Picks his dribble up at the right wing into the corner to Puff. Skip pass to Parker Yon, left wing. Skip pass to the right wing to Mason Yon. Less than 2 to play. Yon against Barker. Starts his dribble at midcourt. Goes to his right. Goes to his left now at midcourt at the top of the key to Dylan Kadar. Pivoting back to Mason Yon, 3 feet from midcourt, back to Kadar. Top of the key, about from by 8 feet outside of the three. Devin Puff now playing keep away, 95 seconds left. Parker Yon back to Dylan Kadar, back to Mason Yon, 3 feet from midcourt. Parker Yon left wing. K-Back, if they want to get back into this one, they're going to have to foul like crazy. And there's the first one from Helmuth. Fouls Dylan Kadar, so that sends him to the free throw line for 1-1. That's the 19th foul. And Helmuth's third personal. Dylan Kadar at the free throw line shooting 1-1. Devin Finkel checks in for Harbor Beach and replaces Devin Buff. Dylan Kadar with 9 points, all coming in that first half. 2 field goals, a 3 and 2-for-2 from the free throw line, trying to make that 3-for-3 here as Harbor Beach leads by 20 points. Free throw is up. This one's good, so he gets a second. He's in double digits. 55-34. Every time K-Pac gets something going for them, Harbor Beach responds all night long so far.
Following the wrong guy, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't put Kadar up there if I was K-Pac.
Second free throw, this one's good. So, Dylan Kadar with 11 points, 56-34, Harbor Beach out by 22, they've led as many as by 23, as about 2.5 minutes ago. Helmuth for 3, left wing, no good, rebound, Dylan Kadar, no one else, as he's dribbling in the backcourt. To Mason Yon, cross midcourt to the left wing. Dribbling like a madman now, all the way over to the right wing. 1:05 left in the fourth. Barker's going to be guarding him from a distance over to Dylan Kadar. Harbor Beach will go on for their first conference championship since 2016. Steal by Barker. That's the 6th turnover of the night for Harbor Beach. Back out to number 21, Bullard. For 3, top of the key. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Boers. Puts it off the glass, in for 2. And Boers still with all but 2 points in this half for K-Pac.
We're at 38.5 seconds to go in regulation. 56-36.
And Boers picks up a foul in the backcourt. And it's now double bonus for Harbor Beach. That's the 10th team foul for the Chiefs. Puts Dylan Kadar back at the free throw line, shooting 2 now. He has 11 points, 4-for-4 from the free throw line so far. Substitutions coming in from both sides now after this free throw. Brad Schaefer will check in for K-Pac, as well as number 2, Tyler Ellis. First free throw's no good. But substitution for Mason Yan and Devin Finkel, the seniors, check out. Standing ovation from the crowd here. Checking in would be number 12, Michael Anderson, and the foreign exchange student from France, 6 foot junior, Ilan Pinnell.
Who, as far as I know, he's 1 for 1 at 3 points.
Yes, which we saw against Sandusky. I apologize to the folks listening back in France for absolutely butchering his name last game. Still might not be saying it right.
It was quite a thrill for him, though.
Oh, it was excellent. Second free throw is good from Kadar. He's now 5 for 6, out to a 21-point lead for Harbor Beach. 35 seconds left in the fourth. Hellmuth for three, and he hits that one from the right wing from NBA range. He has 5 in the quarter, 9 of the night, 57-39. Parker Yan to the right wing to Pinnell for three. This one's way off. Rebound K-back. And it's stolen by Pinnell for another three. This one's almost in. Rebound brought in by K-back.
Oh, his season average is real shot.
Yeah, 10 seconds left. Harbor Beach, Pinnell is going to go in from the right side for the layup. And this one's in for two. 3 seconds left. And Harbor Beach clinches a share of the Greater Thumb East title. They can clinch it outright on Friday with a victory over Memphis. Harbor Beach takes out K-Pac 59-39, a 20-point victory over the K-Pac Chiefs. Harbor Beach now improves to 11-7 on the season, 9-2 in divisional play. Final score, Harbor Beach 59, K-Pac 39. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. We'll be back in just a moment right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLAWSports.com, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
If you're forced to deal with the Michigan winter, you might as well have some fun with it, even if outside says otherwise. But the same can be said about your health and wellness. If you're going to have to deal with it, you might as well be sure about it. Our goal at Sure is to make the wonderful world of copays, deductibles, and everything in between as seamless as possible. And that begins with our vision of better health and better life. We just don't want you to be the healthiest and strongest version of yourself, but we want you to have the best possible experience as well. With Sure, you can expect the highest quality care with the most caring and understanding team of healthcare professionals in the entire biz. There's a reason why Sure, time and time again, gets recognized as one of the highest ranking healthcare organizations in the state and even the nation. And it all begins with seeing one of our 11 primary care providers in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Go to Sure.org and click on that little stethoscope at the top to get your winter back on track. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Albert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Albert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
I'm Ramey Ellis from Snowbird, Michigan. We drove about 40 miles to get to Moore Motors in Carroll, and it's well worth the drive. They make it very easy here at Moore Motors. They're very personable people, and they took good care of us, and they explained to me that if we have any trouble in warranty work or service, if we need a car or something to drive or a vehicle to get around with while they're doing something, that's always available to them. They'll even come and get the vehicle. When we got to Moore Motors, we were kind of undecided on what we wanted, a Ford or a Dodge, and they had both machines ready, and we took the Ford for a ride, and that's the one we picked.
Did you know that Moore Motors has more Super Duty Ford and Heavy Duty Ram trucks in stock than any other dealer in Newthumb. It's true. You really do get more at More Motors in Carroll. And this week, get any 2018 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in stock at Chrysler employee pricing for everyone. So why are people just like you going out of their way to come to More Motors